From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. It's no secret that Utah needs housing, and lots of it. KUER's Sean Higgins has more on one tool in the state's toolbox, housing and transit reinvestment zones.
Casey Dunleavy is the economic development director for Sandy City.
The market's been difficult, you know, financing a lot of these projects. Even multifamily's been more difficult within the past year or two.
He says housing and transit reinvestment zones, or HTRZs, can help to make things happen. The idea is pretty simple. They allow local governments to use a portion of local tax revenue to help support the costs of development near transit stations. It's been available to Utah cities since the legislature passed a law in 2021. Sandy approved a project in September to create over 1,400 housing units close to a Frontrunner station. Dunleavy says this project is moving forward thanks in big part to the HTRZ model. Another city that's gone in on the idea is South Jordan, where there will be roughly 4,500 housing units near tracks and Frontrunner lines. Ryan Priest is that city's planning and economic development director. He says, so far, so good. But HTRZs aren't a silver bullet.
It's going to take many, many different approaches to even come close to solving this problem.
Priest says while HTRZs are good to have, an overall healthy economy will do more to build the housing the state needs. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Utah Senators Mike Lee and John Curtis say they want to cut some red tape for public transit projects, and they are reaching across the aisle to do it. The pair is working with Democratic Senators Mark Kelly and Raphael Warnock. They've introduced a bipartisan bill. The Streamlined Transit Project Act would give authority to state agencies over environmental reviews that are currently handled at the federal level. They say it would streamline some of the process that can drag out because of intricate federal laws. A new state liquor store opened yesterday in Roy. It replaces the old location that closed over the weekend. The new one is about 12,000 square feet and features a section for locally made products. The Department of Alcoholic Beverage Services says it expects sales at the new store to total more than $4 million in the next 7 months. It could mean $1.6 million for state and local communities during that time frame, with $200,000 staying in Weber County. That includes funds for roads, education, public safety, and efforts to curb underage drinking. You are listening to KUER News.